I've just finished my yoga, so I'm going to go and talk to Angus, Sean and Faye about their juice lounge.
I walked in here 3.5 weeks ago trying to get my products into the shop. I was chatting to them about what they're doing with this space, and then about 2 weeks ago we decided to take it on. So we built it last week.
Get out of here.
No.
We heard that they're opening the Bikram Yoga Studio here, and Bikram Yoga, hot yoga, David Beckham does it, you know, Prince Harry does it. It's a very sort of powerful way of doing yoga in a hot room. It clears a lot of stuff out. Your body's much stretchier. Your muscles stretch better because it's warm.
Yes.
And there was a space next door, and we came to an agreement and decided to open the juice lounge.
Okay.
So what you find, the more of this you drink, the more you don't want the other stuff.
Yeah.
You start to see the value in what was being wasted on rubbish and buying sugar and
because
stuff.
There's a cloudiness in your consciousness when you
absolutely
when you buy,
yeah, a cloudiness,
yeah,
a confusion.
A confusion.
Yeah. A sense of I've got to buy that, but it's coming from an addictive place.
Yes.
Sugar is highly addictive.
Yeah.
It uses the same neural pathways as heroin. It's highly, highly addictive. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So the sweeteners that we use in the juices and the chocolates here, it's all things like agave nectar or maple syrup. It's very, very low GI index.
What would you say to a cynic who would like just say this is all hippie nonsense?
I would say to some people, maybe it's not for you. And if someone's sort of on the edge, try it.
Mm.
And you'll probably never look back.
Mm. Okay, I'm Faye, and I'm Angus's partner. Well, I left the NHS because of the reasons, like, you know, that kind of full health wasn't really being focused on. It was very much coming from the angle of let's deal with the problem when it occurs, you know, rather than the kind of, you know, maybe more Eastern philosophy of kind of, well, let's maintain health the whole time. And, you know, there's the story of the Chinese emperor who beheaded his doctor when the doctor's purpose was to keep him healthy,
yes,
rather than for him to go to him when he was sick.
Okay.
So the moment he got sick, he beheaded him.
Did he?
It's no pressure.
Toes, as a doctor, yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah. No pressure.
But is that kind of like, well, let's stay healthy so that we're not kind of spending £2 billion on obesity and type 2 diabetes and so on.